It's really short. It's supposed to be a 5-minute blast session, right? So, and it's 2 whole slides. So I think that
talk really slowly.
So I'll just start with a story that I worked for a consulting firm for about 7 years, and about a year and a half ago, I went out on my own and started my own business, and I was I had a lot of trepidation about starting my own business and going out on my own, and I had a lot of encouragement actually from one of my clients who said that he kept saying, like, Lorene, you should really, why are you with this firm still? You should just go out on your own. You don't really need them. And I probably didn't. I was just scared. But so I went ahead and my company actually did layoffs, and I was laid off. And the week prior to getting laid off, I had done all kinds of preparations for getting ready to start my own business, including talking to all of my clients and asking if I did open my own business, would they come along with me? And they all said yes. So within a week and a half, I had my business up and running and registered and going and starting to do work, basically continuing the same work that I was doing. And the name I came up with, because it's named after the mountain behind my house that I use for exercise on a daily basis, because I live in the sticks and it's nice to be able to just go out the door instead of driving somewhere to exercise. So when I did start my business, one of the things I did was call a friend of mine who also is a partial owner of a large consulting firm and just asked him, what would you suggest as being kind of your top 5 things that might help me when I'm moving forward into my own business? And he sent me a list of 5 things, and I have kept this tacked to my wall above my desk ever since. And just to explain the picture first, this is a whale harvest festival in Utqiagvik, which used to be called Barrow in the northern, like, this is Alaska, it's that northernmost point. Village, and this is the blanket toss, and so which is, I highly recommend if you ever go to Barrow during this celebration, because it's pretty amazing to see. So the 5 things he wrote, and this was exactly what he wrote to me, and it was in a text, and I took it and I typed it up and I put it on my wall, and I got very excited. So, and each one of these really means something to me. So being honest is primarily, I think, it's being honest with ourselves, being honest with myself. So it's a lot of it's being true to who I am. And if I think that when you're genuine in who you are, faults and all, just lay it out there, let people know. I have a terrible memory, and I let people know that. And I say, I need to write everything down or I'm going to forget it. I have to, if you call me and say something, I say, please call me back and leave a voicemail message with exactly what you said, because I'm not going to remember it. So I just lay it out there. That's me. Here I am. Poor memory. Great thinker. Poor memory. So, which is funny because I can barely remember these. That's why I have to have them on my wall. There's only 5 of them. So being honest with yourself, and then being honest with others. So it's when I work with my clients, I make sure that they understand either where I'm at on my project, or also I've encouraged all my clients to be very honest with, I work with a lot of oil and gas companies, and I encourage them to be honest with regulatory agencies and share and say, hey, we screwed up here. We just wanted to let you know. We're going to figure out a solution. We'll get back to you in a few days when we've got a solution and talk to you about whether or not you like what we've come up with to deal with this problem that we've got. And I've been encouraging all my clients to be that upfront, open, because it builds a trust relationship that then makes it so that the agencies aren't as harsh on the clients, on the oil and gas companies. It's more of a cooperative relationship rather than a loggerheads. Being responsive, of course, as a consultant is it's right there at the very top. Most important thing to do is that if somebody calls you and asks you a question, you get right back to them, and you make sure that each client feels like they are your one and only primary client, and you will do anything it takes to make sure that they get their solutions done as quickly as possible. Being prepared, like uploading your presentation the day before, like you're supposed to, that sort of thing. It's maybe not my strong suit, but of course you want to show up with all the information in hand and everything that you need to help somebody solve their problems. And then being creative. And this is why consultants exist, because we're problem solvers. People have problems, they hire a consultant to solve it. And we have to come up with solutions that apply to whoever's problem it is, and oftentimes it requires some very creative thinking. And I think it's also really important not to say, oh, the last time I did that, this is what I did, and you just repeat it. I think it's good to each time think, okay, in the big picture, what is the best solution for this particular problem? And then, of course, the last thing is to work really hard. And so these, and I like the way he said it was to stay hungry, because when I'm told to work really hard, I'm like, yeah, okay, but I also need to take a nap. But it's the staying hungry part, I think, that's really important, because it's good to remember what it feels like to be hungry, both literally and figuratively in business, is to remember what it's like when you don't have work pouring in the door and keep up that energy and eagerness. So those are my five tips, my five hot tips for being successful as a consultant. Do you guys have any questions? We've got all kinds of time.
Yeah, Lorraine.
Yes.
So I can relate too. I was a solo scientist at NRCS for 6 years, and I gave up that good job, right? Good career, you know, stable, you know, income, and I wanted to taste what the cash flow is all about. You know? So started my own business, but I haven't looked back, right? But one thing, and I would add too, you know. There's only two grades you get when you're a consultant, you know, in your own business, A or F. A, if the client stays with you, F, if they leave. You could try to blame it on, you know, relationships or it just didn't work out, but basically what I found is you just didn't meet their needs. And
Well, you've heard the phrase that the worst consultant you ever had was the last one. It is, and then I think that's part of the staying hungry part, is remembering that even if you have a solid client that comes back year after year, is to continue to perform at a high level so that they don't get tired of you and you don't make a mistake and they don't go somewhere else. Especially those steady clients are so important.
And it's the client that is silent that you got to worry about. The client that's complaining, you know, if you address his issues, you know, you probably keep him, but this guy, you don't hear about you. Thinking, well, I'm doing a good job, and boom, they're gone.
And I think the last one is important. I mean, I would have said be competitive, which is the same thing, being hungry.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's about, you know, in a constructive sort of way, but really wanting to be the person that provide that solution that's the best solution, and trying to be that. That's a competitive nature, and everyone's different. For me, I've always said that it was the strange combination of being creative and competitive that's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are your last two. That's very, very true.
Yeah. And I mean, these are easy five rules for life, too. I mean,
sure.
They apply broadly. It's kind of like a horoscope. You know. Okay, well.
Great. Thank you.